Ukraine says it just launched the largest wave of drone and missile attacks to date against Russia in the almost three-year-old war. It happened overnight and targeted industrial and strategic sites across multiple regions. The damage to facilities, resulting school closures, and flight restrictions all highlight the escalating conflict as the U.S. prepares for a leadership transition that could reshape its role in supporting Ukraine. Russian officials reported damage to multiple oil production and chemical facilities and the closure of schools in the southern cities of Saratov and Engels. The Saratov region's governor, Roman Busargin, confirmed a massive UAV attack damaged two industrial plants. Engels is home to an airbase for Russian nuclear bombers. Their area was targeted before. Emergency crews recently extinguished a large fire from strike on January 8th. Flight restrictions were imposed in the neighboring areas. Ukraine's Center for Strategic Communications says seven regions in Russia were targeted, including military production facilities, oil and gas infrastructure, and storage sites for guided bombs and missiles. The agency did not disclose the exact number of drones or missiles deployed. Russian officials claim they intercepted at least 146 drones and several missiles, including five U.S.-made ATACMS and two U.K.-made Storm Shadow missiles. In some reports, Russia says it shot down over 200 drones and five ATACMS missiles. However, there is no independent confirmation of these figures, and Ukraine did not provide a total count. The Bryansk region near Ukraine's border saw explosions, reportedly at a chemical plant. Local media in Tula report fires at a refinery and a munitions storage facility. The strikes come as President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office, with questions surrounding the future of U.S. support for Ukraine. Ukrainian officials see the strikes as a demonstration of their ability to target critical infrastructure within Russia. At the same time, Russia conducted a counter-aerial assault on Ukraine, deploying nearly 80 drones overnight. Ukraine's Air Force reported shooting down 60, but noted debris caused damage to buildings and vehicles in several areas. No casualties were reported.